There were no special features or markings on this garment. It was very simple, but I had the feeling that this spiritual material that was placed around my spiritual body was the most precious material I had ever seen. And yet I then had to realize that what the high spirits were wearing was the most wonderful thing, but in my eyes I was wearing something precious too. Now I was to receive something even more beautiful. And so I also received such a colorful, cheerful cloak, which was also decorated with some precious stones. They also gave me a silver ring around my head, and I was to wear 3 silver rings around my left arm. So I was of course full of joy. Of course I also accepted these garments with some pride and went over to the others. There was another angel there who explained what was to happen, because everything happened in a wonderful order. So these angels came from the heights, and when I say from the heights, you should not imagine that they all came from just one direction, from everywhere, from all directions, they came down from the heights. Wherever you looked, a wonderful glow of light suddenly appeared, coming closer and closer, and suddenly they were there. The princes who came were not alone, but they brought a large number of servants with them. This servanthood was necessary because they now had to make contact with the others who were already in this house and who had previously made contact with them. I was instructed and it was explained to me, "Now look at the prince who is coming with his large following. You will see how his servants make contact with those who also fulfill their task in this house." I then realized that those who were in our house also had another connection that went as far as the people. Now one of the princes of heaven was interested in exactly how many people would return from earthly realms in a certain time. At first I could not really understand what he meant by that because time is not calculated in days or months as it is with people, it is calculated in a different way in the spiritual realm. I later realized this. So this prince is told exactly, in this period of time, and now am I have to use the word time, so many people will die, and so many will enter the earthly realm in the same period of time. That is the task of a prince of heaven. Because there are many problems that arise from this, and an infinite number of them must be solved. So a high prince of heaven is only concerned with this. He has to exercise control over how many are born into a new earthly life and how many leave the earthly realm in the same period of time and enter the spiritual realm again. And then this prince wants to know how many of them take their place in a very specific higher level, which also has its name in the spiritual realm. Then he wants to know how many of them can take that height directly from the earthly realm, and how many take this or that lower level in this period of time, which also has its name. And so it goes down to the lowest stages of development. The prince wants to know all of this. Now, another spirit of God, also such a prince, who has come here, wants to know about the animal world. He must also be told exactly how many animals, how many species live in the earthly realm, how many in this species, how many in that species and so on. He only wants to know about this. In this way, this high spirit fulfills his task and will then give his instructions accordingly. All these princes who have descended from the heights go back to their houses. And there on that level they have their meetings again, where they discuss things under the leadership of the King of the Spirit World, the King of all spirits. So the plan is thought through in detail, it is considered, and new plans are drawn up. One should not believe that the heavenly world takes no part in the political affairs of mankind. It is very interested in what people do and also in what is going on in their politics. I have to use this word. The world of God can determine what is likely to happen through what is happening among people, which is an expression of human will. It recognizes whether what is outlined in its plans still requires a longer wait or whether the time can be shortened. That is, whether development can be accelerated through the activity of people on earth or through their orders and actions in their areas, whether it is possible to accelerate development towards progress. This too is again the responsibility of a prince of heaven. Another prince of heaven, who also has his plans in front of him, explains that in these and these periods of time, due to, I am now saying, catastrophes that will be triggered on Earth, so many people will have to leave this world in an accelerated manner. This high spirit of God has knowledge many years in advance of very specific things that will definitely happen. He will then again ensure each person, that his brothers and sisters can fulfill their task for the salvation of these people, that the emission spirits are then ready at that time to lead them from the earthly world into the spiritual realm and to care for them there. Such emission spirits are informed, so to speak, immediately before such a catastrophe occurs and receive the advice from those levels to be there in time, so, it is time for you to be ready. Decades in advance, certain, I emphasize, certain, catastrophes are firmly drawn into the plan, ones that are unchangeable. But then many things also happen that are shaped by the free will of people, so that there can be a faster ascent or rapid progress for the salvation of people through the intervention of one or more people. The spirit world of God will intervene accordingly and guide its brothers and sisters to the place where they have to fulfill their tasks. These spirits of God determine the time, I have to use that word time again, who has to be there when and who is concerned with what. There are so many other things that could be listed. I saw them all together, talking to each other, but also expressing themselves together. It is natural that people not only come together to talk, but also to be happy together. People celebrate together, they pray, they sing, and many things are recited for the edification and joy of all those present. But what I would like to say is that there are also angels of mercy, angels of intercession, all of whom are also subordinate to a High Prince of Heaven. This High Prince then accepts requests and supplications that his servants bring him. But these requests and supplications are rarely about a single human person, but rather about, let's say, hundreds of people. It is also about the rescue of a large number of beings from some kind of distress, or it is about the prevention of a misfortune or an illness or epidemics and so on. So this angel of grace also has his tasks, and he can then also do his job by entering into conversation with others and trying to carry out his task according to God's holy will. In this way, grace must penetrate everywhere and also be able to fulfill its task. But grace will only have an effect where one has become worthy of being given it. So I saw these angels, saw how they were together, how they laughed and rejoiced together. And I also saw how they went away again. I tried to approach this angel of grace and wanted to ask him for grace for my son. But the three angels of God, who were my companions, advised me not to take this step. They would then explain to me when it was the right moment to do so. They themselves would try to take me to my son so that I could first make contact with him personally, as well as with everyone else, with my parents and relatives. The three angels of God explained to me, but you should not believe that these high princes of heaven only meet in this house. This happens at certain intervals, because the princes sometimes come to this sphere, and sometimes they will be in another sphere. So it can take a long time before one can experience such a meeting. Then they explained to me, perhaps it will also be possible for you to make the journey to another sphere yourself at another time. I could walk the paths on the same level, but I could not climb up. They also explained this to me. Now things became a little quieter again. The angels of God had gone again. And all of us who lived in this house had only one wish, let this floral splendor last as long as possible. We wanted to enjoy it, we could never look at this splendor enough. But we were told that these flowers would be collected and used in another way. And it was true, even without these flowers, the whole thing was a wonderful splendor. So we thought that it had turned out quite beautiful again. There should be a lot of variety in the higher regions of heaven. Later on, I also experienced again and again that there is an immeasurable variety to experience. There are many ways to enjoy and experience beauty. But now I wanted to know whether I would still remain a spectator, so to speak, or whether I would soon be given a task. The angels said, good. First of all, we want to send you to your people and you should tell them about your experiences. Whether they can understand it, you will soon find out. It took me a long time to understand all this. I had believed that God only had to think, only wanted it to happen, and everything would be fine. I also asked the question, why is it necessary for high angels to come together and plan and discuss everything? God is powerful, through His word it can happen that things turn out the way He wants, so that these many, many angels of God would not have such trouble with their brothers and sisters until they have fulfilled their tasks. No. I was later taught better, that in the kingdom of heaven this order must be maintained and that everyone who is in the heavenly world has a job and can do it with joy. In these heavens it is like this, everyone fulfills his task with great joy. And one is somewhat depressed when one has to think that so many brothers and sisters have no idea of this glory and no idea of this careful order over them and how they are treated, ordered and judged. They suspect nothing. They just accept everything as it is. And for those who are on the rise, it is especially important to improve the situation in which they live. So I was interested in improving my son's circumstances. I was allowed to go to him. He lived in a world of trouble. I had had many worries with him all my life and I knew that God could not be happy with him. But I always believed that God would hear my prayer and that He would also be merciful to my son. Now I had to see that my son had to pay for and make amends for all the wrongs he had done himself. And when I met him for the first time, he was very happy, but he was also filled with sadness. I then promised to come to him again and again and bring him comfort. And so I was allowed to stay with him for a long time. I was able to pray with him and talk about what I experienced. My son was amazed and couldn't understand it at first. But he said, Father, if you tell me this and say that you experienced it, then it is true, because you are not lying. And so I was allowed to go to him again and again from time to time, sometimes for a little longer. In this way I helped him out of this difficult time of distress. I then also went to my parents and to my other relatives, whom I was also able to help in their ascent. I told them too, and they marveled at me and thought I was so holy. But I had to refuse and just tell them again and again, it was worth living the way I lived. You were sometimes dissatisfied with me, you did not agree with how I lived and worked. But you knew that I did it for God and for Christ. In return I gained a wonderful world for myself, a world that no one can take away from me. So I was able to tell them again and again about the happiness and joys that I experienced. And so I also experienced that I was able to lead my son and some of my relatives and parents up step by step. We all felt happy when it was successful. I had previously turned to these angels of grace and they had given me some advice on how I could help my relatives. But they had also explained to me that everyone whose soul was impure had to be purified when they reached the spiritual world. Only when the person who returned home was purified could they ascend. And the prayer that one had said for them was not lost, and one could then talk to them for longer later. So one had achieved something with them through prayer. And the beautiful thing about this connection, this readiness to help, is that they believe when someone comes who lived with them on earth, whom they knew in life and who they know they can rely on, because they sense that God's favor and pleasure is directed toward him through his life. Then they are prepared to take on some hardships and overcome many things. So I had fulfilled the tasks for my family as best I could. And later I was led into another house on the same level and I was able to help with the processing of the beautiful things that were designed for the high heavens. For the honor of God I was able to use my hands to do this, I was able to lay such wonderful carpets with my hands, for the joy of God and for the glory of all heaven. Well, dear brothers and sisters, I have tried to tell you as well as I can about my experiences in the spiritual world. I have tried to summarize them as briefly as possible. But to tell you all the many little experiences in between, I would have to spend weeks with you, and I cannot do that. So this period of time has been made available to me to tell you in broad terms how one will live if one has lived a life pleasing to God on earth. So I withdraw, and the power and blessing of God rule over you. Greetings from God. Experience report of the ascending spirit being Hermann through mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Munchhaldenstrasse, Zurich. Template, tape recording. Headline, next case. February 5, 1964. Adele Ide, the crown farmer, path to reconciliation between two feuding neighbors. How all hatred and all disunity can ultimately be overcome through love. Control spirit, greetings from God. I am the control. Dear brothers and sisters, a sister is speaking to you. She calls herself Adele Ide, the crown farmer. May God's blessing give you strength and knowledge for this hour. God bless you. Adele Ide, God bless you. Dear brothers and sisters, I am trying to tell you something about my previous life and I am trying to explain my entry into the spiritual world. I said, about my previous life. By that I don't mean the last life, but the life before last. But you will be able to hear that for yourself. I lived with my family, we had 7 children. Of course there was also discord and arguments in our family. Arguments were mainly with the neighbors, because they didn't like us, and there were always arguments because of the children. My name is, as our brother has already explained to you, Adele Ide, the crown farmer. That's what I was called in the whole area. Well, we thought we were pious. But I had a secret feeling at the time that God was definitely not happy with me, because there was too much discord and too much arguing, even outside the family, mainly with the neighbors. There was the neighbor's wife, who was called, or was known at the time, the holder farmer. We didn't get along well with each other. It was also about field space. One time she drove her goats and sheep into our meadow, another time it happened the other way around. So we always got into arguments with each other, and the children too. But then I did something that I had to pay for in the spiritual world. I once threw stones at a neighbor's child and injured him. Of course I was accused of it, but I denied it. There were no witnesses, and I didn't own up to this crime. I said it wasn't true. That's why I didn't feel particularly well in the spiritual world. So I had hurt this child so badly that he was damaged for the rest of his life. This only made the argument even bigger, but there was a lack of understanding on both sides. When I then reached the world beyond, I was naturally astonished that life continued. I had half believed in life after death, but I had not had a real idea of it. The first thing I saw was my mother. She raised her finger warningly, as if to say that not everything had been okay in my life. She also looked very sad, as did my father. There were other relatives nearby, and I had the feeling that they were not very happy about my arrival either. Now a higher spirit had guided me and explained to me that I was not actually allowed to enter heaven, but that I would first have to stay on earth for a long time before I could enter the world beyond. Into those spheres where the spirits live, I should just return to the earthly realm. Then I thought to myself, yes, it is good that they say that I should return. But it seemed difficult to me. I could no longer return to my body, because it had been buried. The world or the environment on earth where I had lived was to become my future home. There was no talk of a heaven as I had hoped to experience it. I was to return to my previous place of residence on earth. No one made much of a fuss about me either. My parents greeted me, and a few acquaintances were there, but I had the feeling that they were all sad about my passing. I did not attach any importance to it, because I thought, yes, the people, my relatives on earth, are also crying about the fact that I have died. I did not yet understand at the time that in the other world people are happy when someone returns home and do not look sad. So I did not attach any importance to it. Then I was led back to the place where I had lived. That was where my place was to be. At first I thought that was good and right, because I was drawn back to the house anyway, because my husband was still there and there were children. So I believed I thought that I would be happiest in my own house. The people around me took no notice of me. I chose a place for myself. But I also followed my relatives. But no one felt anything from me or heard anything of the words I spoke to them. Now, of course, I was interested in going further than just staying in my house. And I went to the Holder farmer's house. Because I wanted to hear what was being said the two, I wanted to hear what they had to say about me first. Of course, I heard people talking about me, and they spoke about me in such a language that I preferred to leave. So they were completely indifferent to what happens to me in the other world. They also made their comments about it, I don't want to repeat it, they didn't speak well of me, and I could understand it too. But now I was tied to my house and the immediate surroundings. But I also wanted to explore the surrounding area, because there were still many people there who interested me, and I would have liked to know what was going on there. But I was not allowed to do that. I was told that my house should be my home, and if I wanted, I could also go to the elder farmer's house. But I did not hear or see much that was beautiful or good there, so I did not go into that house. At least I did not go in if I knew and saw that people lived there. Of course, I was primarily interested in many things that I would have liked to know as a human being. But my curiosity was quickly satisfied, and nobody took any notice of me. I found out what I wanted to know, but I could not tell anyone. So I no longer found it interesting, I could no longer talk about the elder farmer's wife. So I stayed away. So I stayed in my house. I saw my family coming and going, and strangely enough, I also saw something into the future. I couldn't see far into the future, but I could see events that would happen in the next few days or maybe in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The events were already there, people were already talking about them. But how that was possible only bothered me at the very beginning. Afterwards I thought to myself, yes, when you die, you are under a higher power, you are away from the world, and everything is open anyway, and then you know everything anyway. So it was not a question for me, but rather a matter of course, that I could see more and know more than people. I then wanted to make my family aware of mishaps. I went to them, tried to stop them from doing anything that could have harmed them. But they didn't feel me, they didn't see me, they didn't hear me. Then I realized that you can make contact when people are asleep. I had also gone from one person to another's bed. I also wanted to know how long my husband would live, and that's what I found out. So I knew that he could live for another year and a few months and that he would then enter the world beyond, so it was completely open. And also as far as the children were concerned, who were also long grown up, I also knew how long they would live, you could just see it. But then I realized that I wasn't the only one who lived in this house as an invisible being, others came too. They came and went again, not taking any special notice. Some came and sat down somewhere that they particularly liked and started to sleep. Then I started a conversation with a being that had already come to the house a few times. I stopped it when it came back and then asked, "Can you tell me anything more? I have the feeling that you know your way around here. At least tell me where you live. Why do you always come to this house? What interests you here? I never knew you in my life." "Oh no," said the person in question, "it was a male, you certainly didn't know me, I didn't live at the time you did. I go from house to house for my own pleasure, because after all, you have to do something. And you always learn something new, so there's entertainment." Then I said to him, "Yes, I don't think you'll find much entertainment in this house. You can see what life is like here." "Yes, of course," he said. "I'm not really interested in the people who live in this house, I'm more interested in ours." By this he meant those invisible to humans. There were spirit beings that came and went in this house. There were unranked spirits among them, but also spirits that belonged to the order, and there were also higher spirits too. I had seen that they had come into the house, but I had never dared to speak to them. I adopted a defiant attitude, so to speak. I did not want to speak to them at all, because they had banished me here, so I did not find it necessary to talk to them. But the other person who had come said that he was interested in who came and went. Then he also drew my attention and explained to me, "You just have to observe what kind of beings come. people like us cannot offer us anything, they cannot give us anything. But the others, he then pointed to the luminous figures, you can learn from them, and they can show you the way. Then I asked him whether he had not yet been taught by them. He said that it was simply not time for him to leave this plane, he just had to hold out, but he was always waiting for a certain spirit or very certain spirits, he called them spirits of grace, who would have mercy on you and take you with them. He had already seen it and often heard that there were some who, as they say, took the poor souls with them, brought them to a better place and showed them the way up. And so he was now looking for such spirits of grace. But apparently no such spirit of grace had yet appeared to him. But I wanted to be attentive now, because after all I didn't want to stay in this environment forever. And so I started to observe who was coming. I noticed that these better, more beautiful spirits came at night, when people were sleeping. They went to their beds and talked to the sleeping person. It wasn't actually the person they were talking to, but rather the person's spirit. One time it was sitting on the edge of the bed, the other time it was floating somewhere in the room, and the beautiful spirit in question was nearby. Because earthly matter is no obstacle for us. We didn't need to walk on the floor, we could float right through the middle of the room, that didn't bother us at all, we didn't need the floor to walk, and we went through the walls. So I saw them talking, sometimes like this, sometimes like that. But every time I tried to get close to them to hear what was being said and whether it might be to my advantage, I was sent away. I wasn't supposed to hear anything, and I wasn't allowed to stay there. And I was sent away very forcefully. So it was clear to me, these weren't spirits of grace. So I had to look out for others. I then went to the holder farmer's wife and wanted to see what kind of spirits were coming there. I saw that those who came to our house also went to the elder farmer's wife. But I also saw equally beautiful beings coming and going there. So the residents of that house must have had the same rights as my relatives, so to speak, because these beings also came and went in that house. I didn't know how long I would stay here, although I could see various things about the future. I could see when my husband would die. I could see various misfortunes that would occur. Now I was also interested in when the elder farmer's wife would die. I could see that too, it would be a few years. I was afraid of the elder farmer's wife. Because I thought to myself, if she came back to her house, there would definitely be a heated discussion. First of all, everyone would see that I had hurt that child back then. So I could no longer deny it. The holder farmer's wife would then see what I had denied at the time, and not only her, all her relatives, they could all see what I had done. And I was not comfortable with that. I would have loved to have hatched something to cover up my guilt or make amends as quickly as possible so that they would not see that I had lied at the time. I then followed the other man's advice. I also wanted to go to those spirits of grace. Oh, I saw such a spirit once. He made such a lovely impression on me. I went to him and asked him if he could help me, perhaps he could show me the path I should take that would lead to my faster upward development. Then he said to me very kindly that it was not his job now, he could not be of service to me now, because he had other tasks and instructions that he had to fulfill, he could not serve me. He told me this very kindly, and then he was gone again. Yes, so it was clear to me, I had to get through this. And the time went by so quickly. I always stayed on the farm, in this environment where I had freedom of movement. Then came the time when my husband was taken away. A being came to me and said, "You can greet your husband when he comes, you can also stand there." That was a given for me, I was there and I greeted him. But then I had to deal with the disappointment of him being led away. I called after him. "Jacob, Jacob, stay with me, stay here. I have been here for a long time and have been waiting for you." And I saw Jacob being led away. He looked back sadly, but he said nothing. He was unable to speak. And I didn't see him again for a long, long time. Next it was the elder farmer's wife's turn. Then I was also told, "The elder farmer's wife is being taken away and you should be there." But I said, no, I don't want to be there. They walked away from me and didn't take any special notice of me. But soon others came up to me, there were two of them. They looked very energetic,